Chardonnay or Cabernet Sauvignon for only $7 or $8 at your local wine retailer. From now through April 6th, Woodbridge Bayou Robert Mondavi will donate a portion of all proceeds towards the V Foundation to support the work they do to find a cure for cancer.
So what does he plan to serve up this season?
Two of my favorite dishes I plan to serve this March Madness are sausage balls and the really nice caramelized onion dip. They're guaranteed crowd pleasers. Both recipes also pair really well with the Cabernet Sauvignon.
To get the full recipes and for more info, visit woodbridgewines.com.
One person's in critical condition and at least six others injured after a tornado rips through Tulsa, Oklahoma. At least four tornadoes reported in Tulsa County and Rogers County. Several thousand people without power in Tulsa, and damage to buildings and other structures has been reported. It may not be politics delaying Hillary Clinton's investigation, USA Radio's Jason Wirt reports.
One former FBI head says the pace of the Hillary Clinton investigation has nothing to do with interference from political sources. Former assistant director of the FBI, Ron Hosko, told USA Radio News, because the case involves Clinton, the FBI will want to be extra thorough with their work.
The FBI would be looking to build a case that does cross every T and dot every I, because when you're talking about somebody of this profile and of this wealth, she can afford the best legal counsel, many of them.
Oscar also said the FBI has no obligations to inform the White House or Congress about investigations, and rarely do.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
California is one step closer to raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour. A bill that would raise the hourly wage statewide over the next 6 years, scheduled for a floor vote today in the California Assembly. It would increase the minimum wage by 50 cents in the first 2 years and then by a dollar annually until the year 2022. A Republican congressman confirms another American's death last week in the terror attacks in Belgium. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Another American victim of the Brussels bombings is being identified as a mother of four. Texas Congressman Blake Farenthold confirming that Corpus Christi native Gail Martinez was killed in the attacks, and her husband, an Air Force officer stationed in Europe, as well as their children, are still being hospitalized. Farenthold offering condolences to the family and calling on President Obama to deliver a comprehensive strategy to defeat ISIS, the group which has claimed responsibility for those attacks on the Belgian capital.
The FDA eases the requirements for taking an abortion pill. The agency now says the pill can be taken up to 10 weeks after conception, giving women more time to choose whether to use the medication. Chipotle could be getting into the burger business. The Denver-based burrito chain has filed for a trademark for the name Better Burger. The company already owns Shop House, Asian Kitchen, and a pizzeria chain. A company spokesperson saying the Chipotle model could also be applied to other foods. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning at 11:04. It is 56 blustery degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is partly sunny with a high of 69. Tonight, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 a.m. Friday, showers and another thunderstorm are possible, a high of 68. For Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers after 9 a.m. and then partly sunny with a high of 57. And then Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 44 and breezy.
The new breed were crazy with Rod, Keneal, and Casey. The Amazons were the brand new kids in town. From the Polo Grounds to Shea, they played the game their way. By hook and by crook, they wrote a new book when they were around.
I'm talking wrong line, but we'll get to this.
Good morning, Roger Craig, and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Friends of HCL annual book sale is a scant 1 month away. We'll give you all the details, including how to donate books. National Library Week is coming up in April. You'll have a chance to win a gift basket. We'll tell you how. Jennifer wonders that if trees could scream, would we be so cavalier about cutting them down? We might if they screamed all the time and for no good reason. The HCL Outdoor Art Show in sale. Our outdoor summer concert series schedule is set. Comic Fest. And much, much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. I didn't hear the first thing you said.
The first thing you said was listen to the lyrics of the song you picked to open our show. And he used the phrase, by hook or by crook, which is incorrect. It's hook or by crook, Jennifer.
But I wonder if it's an allusion to somebody on the team or something. Oh, this is an updated version. I've just watched the ball roll past Bill Buckner on the first baseline.
Okay.
Six of the World Series.
Who is singing this song? Oh, I see. It's updated lyrics of that classic song.
Yeah.
Is it just Mets skewed toward the Mets?
Yeah, it's talking baseball. I think most teams have talking baseball.
About their own team?
Yeah, the Yankees have one, and it's Joe D, the Clipper, and the Mick.
No, the original one is it's Mickey and the Duke. It's about just baseball in general,
right? But then there is a Yankee one.
Okay,
I'm talking about Yogi Clipper and the Mick.
Okay, so why are we talking baseball?
Because
or incorrectly singing about baseball? Why are we?
Sunday is opening day, and the
is
Mets,
it this Sunday already?
It is Sunday. The Mets are the game of the week at 8 o'clock Sunday night.
But that's not the very first game. What two teams are going to be the first team to play? Is that the first game?
I don't typically, well, when they
unless all the other games start on Monday and this is Sunday night.
They used to open
game.
In April, on the first April and Tuesday, first Tuesday in April. But the Cubs would always play the day before. The Cubs would always open the day before. So I don't quite.
How did they get that privilege? He should have played the old class. I love the old Mets song.
Meet the Mets.
Yeah. That's the classic.
I can look for it on the.
So what are your predictions for your Metropolitans this year?
Nothing very good, I'm afraid.
Why? They're supposed to be one of the favorites, Jennifer.
I don't
You, oh my God, a typical Mets fan, just waiting for something to go wrong.
Because it will go wrong.
All right, well, great. Hate to tell you, New York Mets, but Jennifer's black cloud is on its way over to Citi Fields. To plan itself over for another season. Yeah. Come on, Jennifer. Let's start it off positive and see what happens this year.
Okay.
They almost won it all last year. Isn't that correct?
They did. They did.
So why would you think they'd be bad this year? You are a puzzle.
I am a puzzle. I'm a riddle.
Why don't you root for the other team that's supposed to win the division? Maybe drag them down and help the old Metsies out.
I could do that. I suppose I could do that.
Okay, well, good morning. This is the Library Show. We have some programs coming up this week, starting with tonight. We have a program at the North County Branch called Mozart, The Golden Years, with Catherine Sprague, Jennifer. This talk details Mozart's years in Vienna between 1781 and 1786. That's pretty specific. The year he wrote The Marriage of Figaro. Mozart had broken his employment with the Salzburg Archbishop and settled in Vienna, where he remained until his death in 1791. This program focuses on the first half of that. This is very thorough. The first half of that decade, which included most of his successful years as a composer. Some of the music that is included are clips from Marriage of Figaro, Quartet in D minor, and the overture of the Impresario. Also included is a near virtual tour of Figaro House in Vienna. So this is like a slideshow kind of historical music.
It's an illustrated talk, yes.
Very good. And there's also some paintings and scenes from Vienna during the latter half of the 18th century. So if you are a huge Mozart fan and want to know every detail, including his Vienna years, this is the place to be. North County Branch tonight, March 31st at 7 p.m. Program is free and open to the public. We suggest reservations, but I'm going to say just come on in and show up. There'll be a seat for you.
I think so. And Saturday afternoon, the North County Branch Saturday Winter Concert Series concludes with a program that was postponed due to a certain blizzard in January. It's American Heritage Music and More, a performance by the Long Hill String Band. American music in the 1800s was melodic, energetic, soulful, and bound to start toe-tapping, humming, or singing along, and some to dance. That sentence doesn't even make sense. Our ancestors, mostly immigrants from Europe, were on the move settling the Appalachian Basin and west to the Mississippi, which we learned was sold to the Americans to help finance Napoleon's wars. They carried tunes from their homelands and created new music that embodied their hardships, joys, and experiences. With fiddle, banjo, mountain dulcimer, mandolin, upright bass, guitar, and voice, they will evoke the times when America was new and exploring new frontiers and establishing itself in the new world. The program will include reels, jigs, dance tunes, waltzes, rags, and tunes to sing along with, and lasts just a little bit longer than the introduction did. And it's Saturday, April 2nd at 2 o'clock at the North County Branch Library. And again, while reservations are suggested, I think you could just show up.
And then finally, next Wednesday, April 6th, the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will meet again. And they'll talk about the Paris Climate Conference. Jennifer, did it move us forward or backwards? Citizen action, not passive blind faith, is needed to institute the United Nations climate change talks held in Paris. Jerome Wagner, who attended last year's climate conference, he'll be on hand, Jennifer, to give an overview of his personal experience at the conference. That's interesting. This guy was actually at the conference. What the agreement accomplished and what lies ahead. So do you know what they agreed to?
I don't.
Did they agree that there's not a climate problem, or is that what they're talking about?
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you for sure. Not being invited to the conference.
Do you believe there's a climate problem, Jennifer?
I don't know if there's a climate problem, but there's certainly a lot of things going on.
Is the Earth in danger, Jennifer?
I don't know enough about that to answer. But, you know, we've had a...
What's your gut feeling say?
Not really, because we've had snowstorms in April. And last year, they were saying the snowpack in the Antarctic was only at 5%, and this year it's 90%. So,
who said that?
I heard it on the radio this morning. And it was on CBS, so I believe them.
The problem with this whole thing, Jennifer, is people can't think long term. They just can't. It's the MTV generation. Things have to be immediate. People can't think what's going to happen over the next 10 years, let alone the next 1,000 years. So... nothing's going to happen. There's no way we can control what we're doing to this planet. So I don't even know.
But if you think about it, could 1,000 years ago, or even 100 years ago, when Thomas Edison was doing all his inventions and his friend who didn't get proper credit, whose name escapes me now, could they have imagined computers and iPhones?
No, so you're saying someone's going to invent something to reverse?
No, I'm not saying someone is going to invent something, but when Alexander Graham Bell did his telephone, could he have ever imagined that thing sitting over there that keeps buzzing?
No, of course not.
So I'm saying so things could happen that we could never imagine.
So what's your point?
Things could happen that we can't even fathom right
like
now.
Like something's going to be invented?
Invented or you don't.
Something good or bad? Where are you going with
this? Yes, it could be. I mean,
I'm not following you. You see, you're changing the subject because you don't even want to think about it.
No, I'm not.
Because you know we're doomed.
We're not doomed.
Our kids, three generations from now, no, maybe five generations.
All right, look at it this way. If you had told George Washington and Thomas Jefferson that we'd be sitting here talking on the radio, go, and everybody all over the world would hear it, that we would be able to sit and
You're
talk.
Making like a separate point from I don't know how you're bringing this back to climate
I'm
change.
Not listen.
Okay.
And that you would have a device over there that would be buzzing. They couldn't even imagine it.
Okay.
So I'm saying we can't even imagine the things that might occur.
Okay.
Over the next 200 years that might completely alter. It could be for better or for worse.
Like we're going to move to another planet?
Possibly. You're going to go to another planet pretty soon. Don't you see what I'm saying?
Kind of, but I don't know, Jennifer.
You know, a while ago there were no bald eagles around, correct?
When were there no bald eagles around?
They were very scarce. And have you ever seen a bald eagle?
Yes.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
Recently?
They talk about them being along the Delaware River all the time. I haven't seen them, no.
Well,
I haven't really gone looking for them either.
I saw one Sunday.
Okay.
So, but for a long time you didn't see bald eagles. And now they're coming back.
Okay. So that's good. So you're saying it's good. So your point is that it is not reversible. It is
not irreversible.
Okay.
Yes. And
we can
the positive
still do
one
something
today, so
to
this
save.
Is bad.
But who's going to tell everybody in China, like, to stop polluting our environment, like in all the other countries? So what if people in America pass laws and get the acts all together? We're a very small part of the world, Jennifer.
Well, in our corner of the world, we'll be doing okay.
They say in like 100 years, like the Saudi desert will be like too hot for anybody even to go near.
Well, frankly, right now the Saudi desert is too hot for me to go near. So, but you know what? It is time.
That we were talking about. Let me just finish this
finish
off.
That.
This is a Sierra Club meeting that the North County branch has every month. It's Wednesday, April 6th. Once again, the meet and greet starts at 7 p.m. And then if you want to meet Jerome Wagner, who was at the Paris Climate Conference, his program begins at 7:15. Refreshments are served.
Okay, so now we're going to go through some happy commercials, and we'll be right back after the break.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Fios is not cable. We're wired differently.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry, and it's time for me to quiz Jennifer about events that happened on this date, March 31st, in years past. It's today in history, Jennifer. We should have like a thing where a fake applause comes up after. There should be buttons like that we could hit with sound effects. Is there buttons over there that we can
I'm not allowed
suggest that?
I think you could do it over here. I think there's more.
Okay, I also asked Jennifer about some people, a little name recognition game, who were born or who had died on this date. People I know, let's see if Jennifer knows who they are. But let's start with the events, Jennifer. Let's go back to 1774. The Kingdom of Great Britain orders the port of Boston, Massachusetts, closed pursuant to the Boston Port Act. Jennifer, why did they close the port?
Could it have something to do with all the tea the Patriots had just
dumped in the
harbor?
The Boston Tea Party prompted that action. Could you explain the Boston Tea Party to people that might not know what it is?
Weren't they in second grade? The Boston Tea Party.
Jennifer, are you insulting our... I apologize to our listening audience.
Boston Tea Party, the Patriots snuck down to the port in the middle of the night and dumped all the tea overboard as a protest against the tea tax.
You missed a very important fact there.
What fact?
What did they dress as?
Are they dressed as Native Americans?
Correct.
So
that's
I should offend our Native Americans.
Little detail. Okay, Jennifer, in 1889, what officially opened in Paris, France?
The World Exhibition. No, the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower is correct. And my backup question to you is, why did they build the Eiffel Tower? Why was the Eiffel Tower built? You almost had the answer right there.
Oh, it was for the Paris Exhibition.
It was the centerpiece of the Paris World's Fair. It was actually the entrance to get into the World's Fair. How about that?
How about that?
What was built in the Chicago World's Fair a scant 5 years later, that was the first, that was their centerpiece, that they wanted to match the Eiffel Tower. If my wife Lori is listening,
she would know this answer.
She's probably screaming it.
The Sears Tower was much later.
Incorrect.
Yeah, no, that's much later.
This is 1895, something like that. They needed something like the Eiffel Tower to be a centerpiece of the World's Fair. The Columbian Exhibition, it was called in Chicago. The White City. Did you read Devil in the White City, by the way?
No, I didn't know the Eric Larson, no.
Great book. Do we have it in our collection? We'll have to check it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's our book tip of the day. Devil in the White City.
St. Louis Arch doesn't make sense. No, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to think of tall things in that area.
The Ferris wheel. They built a huge Ferris wheel. It was the very first one ever built. It was the centerpiece at the Chicago World's Fair.
How about that?
They actually moved it to the St. Louis World's Fair. Oh, that's my phone buzzing. Oh, my wife Lori is listening.
Hi, Lori.
Oh, my gosh. She works from home now. Did you know that? Did you know she switched jobs?
I did not. You'll tell me later.
My wife switched jobs, and now she works from home. Or kind of works from home. Kind of listens to radio shows is when she should be working.
Thanks for
the warning. Welcome, Lori.
I'll behave.
She knows you're mean to me. She takes your side, actually. She thinks I'm mean to you.
She should.
I know all our listeners think that's just ridiculous.
That you called me a spoiled brat.
I know.
Last week.
I apologize about that.
You did.
Was just shocked that you won't cook a meal for your mom.
You know what? As a little side note, I had tried to make little mini quiches, but they all stuck in the muffin tins and they looked really ugly, so I didn't bring them.
Oh. No, it was just because you said you would never cook Thanksgiving for your mom again because she complained or something.
No. I didn't say I would never. I would, of course. She would not let me, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, let's not touch that anymore. Okay, Jennifer, in 1909, on March 31st, construction begins on what? It's very hard.
The Panama Canal.
No, it took 3 years to build, and disaster struck it immediately.
Panama Canal.
No.
The Titanic.
The RMS Titanic. Very good. Good deduction. Okay, Jennifer, in 1917 on March 31st, how can I word this? Okay, the United States takes possession of the Danish West Indies, okay, after paying $25 million to Denmark. Boy, we really got some great land deals.
We did.
The United States took possession of the Danish West Indies and renamed it what? What is it known as today?
Guam.
No. The Virgin Islands. We used to be the Danish West Indies. Okay, 1918 on the state. What goes into effect for the first time?
Wait, 19 who?
1918.
Okay.
First time in the U.S. this goes into effect. This is another. It's going to be too hard. It's something we just did a couple weeks ago. That you got to remember to do twice a year.
Oh, daylight savings time.
Correct, daylight savings time, Jennifer. Okay, in 1945, a defecting German pilot delivers the world's first operational jet-powered fighter aircraft to the Americans, the first to fall into Allied hands. My question to you is, what kind of plane was it? What kind of... I know you know a lot about wars and things. What kind of German plane? What was the style?
P.T. Mustang.
A Messerschmitt.
Oh, no.
You don't know that? Mm-mm. I picked this question because I like to say the word Messerschmitt. Right? It's fun. Say it.
It is Messerschmitt.
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 Okay, finally, 1992, Jennifer. What ship, the last active United States battleship, is decommissioned in Long Beach, California? It was famous for having the Japanese surrender on the deck of it.
I have a picture of that we put out every September 2nd. The Missouri.
Correct. The USS Missouri was decommissioned on this date in 1992.
You know I have an original picture from that day?
An original picture?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it's an original? I mean, it was not a...
No, it's a picture. It's signed, and it's from the 1940s.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Of it being decommissioned?
No,
or
no, no, no.
Of the surrender?
Of the surrender, the signing of the papers, oh. Instruments of surrender.
It was signed, so it was like a photo op, the
mm-hmm.
end
oh,
of the
gosh,
war?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were all, everybody was
like,
did
they have,
the
like,
deck?
The Japanese guy, like, with selfies and stuff? Was mm-hmm. Tojo there taking selfies with everyone?
No, but the Japanese and the Japanese emissaries were there. And oh, yeah, it's a posed picture. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. So they.
I've never brought it here to show you. I'll bring it in sometime.
It's kind of a... Okay, I don't know where I'm going with this. Okay, oh. Jennifer, some people who were born or died on March 31st.
Okay.
Do you know anybody, any of your friends ever were born or died? March 31st. It's like a...
Mm-mm.
A lot of people don't even know there is a March 31st, right? Some months only have 30 days. I'm just ranting today. I gotta stop talking.
Lori, what'd you feed him for breakfast? Or what didn't you feed him for breakfast, Lori?
She wanted to give me a corn muffin, and I declined. Maybe I should have taken it.
I think you should have. Corn muffins are very soothing.
Are they?
Corn muffins and blackberries. For certain type personalities, that's a good thing to eat for breakfast.
You're just making that up.
I am not.
1823, Jennifer. Mary Boykin Chestnut is born. And I would never know who this is, but I just watched a show where she was... prominently mentioned throughout it.
Is she a Civil War spy?
Civil War is correct,
or
but
nurse?
Not a spy.
A nurse?
No, she was just a southern woman that kept
her diaries are very famous.
Detailed diary.
Yes, they are.
And
we have them.
Ken Burns's Civil War thing leaned heavily on her diaries. I mean, they mentioned them quite often. That's how I knew because I just watched that Civil War series. 1934, Shirley Jones was born.
She was in State Fair. She is. She was Mrs. Partridge. She's married to David Cassidy.
No, that's her son.
Jack Cassidy.
Yeah.
David Cassidy was her son.
Most people would say Mrs. Partridge first, but you forgot her two most famous musicals. State Fair wasn't her most famous musical.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma was one. Lori probably knows this one, too. I know Kara knows this one.
Is she in The Music Man?
The Music Man.
Really?
She played Marilyn Peru, the librarian.
Marion.
Marion? Oh, Marion, yes. She was the librarian, Jennifer. The greatest librarian in all of literature is probably Marion the Librarian. There are any other famous literary librarians?
I'll think on that.
I would think you would know that off the top of your head. Besides yourself, of course.
Mm.
In 1935, Herb Alpert was born.
And he was the leader of the Tijuana Brass.
Mm-hmm. That's good enough. Any song? Okay. One song? No?
He did something about a flea.
Spanish flea. Nice. Something about a flea. 1943, Christopher Walken was born.
He's a movie actor.
Mm-hmm. He is indeed.
And... And he's one of those men who's in a whole bunch of movies, but the kind of, not always the star, Sort of like a supporting role.
Well, he's been the star, but yeah, a lot of supporting roles.
Okay, go ahead.
He was in the Dead Zone, Stephen King. I think he was the star of that one.
What else?
That movie's been coming up lately for our political... you know what happened in that movie?
No.
All right, we'll move on. Okay, 1945, Gabe Kaplan was born.
Thank you. You did that for me. Thank you.
Gabe Kaplan? Why do you like Gabe Kaplan?
Welcome Back, Kotter.
You don't tell me you like that show.
You hate it.
I can't stand that show. Have you watched it since 1978?
No, I haven't, but I love
it. Okay, because watch it one time and tell me your opinion after it.
No, but I do love the song.
Okay. Al Gore was born on this date in 1948. Al Gore.
He was the vice president of the United States who couldn't spell potato. No, that was Dan Quayle. He was the vice president of the United States. Did he win a Nobel Prize in...
I don't know if it was Nobel, but he did something for the climate.
Environment, yeah.
Okay, but what does he say? What is his famous faux pas that he says that people always make fun of him?
Oh, that he invented the internet.
Correct. 1948, Rhea Perlman was born.
She was Carla on Cheers.
Very good. I didn't think you'd know that.
Thank you.
Were you a Cheers fan? Now, that's a sitcom.
I watched it.
Welcome Back, Kotter. Give me a break. No, but
I
know. Cheers.
I think I watched Cheers more in reruns than...
1955, Angus...
Oh, she's also Danny DeVito's wife.
Correct. Angus Young was born in 1955.
Angus Young. He's Scottish?
He's Australian, I believe.
Okay.
Scottish Australian. Why, because of the word Angus?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
He was the lead, he still is actually the lead guitarist for AC/DC. He wears those little schoolboy outfits. Can you picture him?
Mm-hmm. Back in black.
Okay, 1971. One of my and Lori's favorite actors, Ewan McGregor.
Well, you just told me he was an actor.
Yeah, but you need more than that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be able to come up with something he's in. He's British. He's in a lot of crossword puzzles because. He's got a
he was in a favorite movie of ours, Big Fish. Do you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
DVD alert today. I already gave you Devil in the White City as a book. Now I'm giving you Big Fish as a DVD to borrow from our library. But he was also Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, yeah.
The young Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first three Star Wars movies before Sir Alec Guinness took over in number four. Well, actually, Alec Guinness was, you know.
He's also an OBE.
OBE?
An Order of the British Empire.
So he's an OB and an OBE?
I'm surprised how young he is. Yeah, I do, actually.
Died in 1931, Jennifer. Newt Rockne.
He was the Gipper. He was the football coach of Notre Dame.
Okay, he was the football coach of Notre Dame, but he was not the Gipper.
No. He said do one for the Gipper.
He said to win one for the Gipper. Gipper was one of his players, Jennifer. Okay. George Gipp. Portrayed in the movies by whom? Here's your backup question. Very famous person.
Who, the Gipper or Newt Rockne?
The actor who played.
Newt Rockne?
Went on to do something even greater than being an actor.
Ronald Reagan.
You have very good deductive reasoning.
I do.
I'll give you that.
No.
I mean.
No, logic and deductive reasoning are my favorite. So much so when I took the GREs, I only got one question wrong, and that's a portion of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. Jennifer, I believe it.
Little known fact.
Died in 1980, Jesse Owens.
He was a black Olympic runner.
Very good.
African American.
Racing in front of Hitler in the Olympics, famously. and then finally, Jennifer, 2005, Frank Perdue.
Mr. Chicken.
Yes. Famous for Purdue chickens. What was his famous line that he was known for?
Oh, golly, I can see him. I don't know.
It takes a tough man to make a tender bird. The great Frank Perdue died on this date in 2005.
You want
to Klinger!
Do a quick movie report?
How dare you wear quick that hat while report? In uniform? It's spring, sir.
Going to do a quick weather report?
Sure. So halfway through the show? It is halfway through the show.
And I just played my favorite, all-time favorite line from
the Okay, Jennifer led me into the weather. Today's weather, 66 degrees currently in Flemington, going up to 74. Can we take this afternoon off?
You can. I can't. I got to approve time.
No, I can't. I took yesterday afternoon off. I can't take today.
Are you feeling better?
I woke up with a headache again today, but we'll talk about that later. Okay. Unfortunately, tomorrow we have thunderstorm chance, a good chance of rain tomorrow, but temperatures are still in the upper 70s.
That's why you have a headache today.
Maybe. Usually when it's raining, though. Saturday, temperatures drop back down to 60. Then Sunday, Jennifer, a little blast from the Arctic. A high of only 46 degrees on Sunday. And then temperatures recover back into the 60s and 50s early next week, even though this long-range 10-day forecast calls for snow next week from Saturday. Less than an inch from of snow. Do you believe that?
No.
I'll make bets on that one.
It's not going to snow.
In the dawn hours, it's going to be snowing, supposedly. But welcome back to the library show. We have to talk about some library stuff now, Jennifer. How did the first half hour go by so quick?
I don't know.
We need to talk about the Friends book sale. We need to.
We need to.
But first, I want to talk about there's one other thing going on. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it was last night, Jennifer. Any idea how the Friends general membership meeting went?
I don't.
That was last night. They were looking for new ideas for fundraising. Because their current fundraiser, which is still wildly successful, they're looking for other ideas. The current fundraiser, of course, is the Friends of the Huntington County Library book sale. The dates this year are Saturday, April 30th, from 8 to 10. That's the early bird admission for Friends members. Or you could just pay $20. But like I said, like some of our second grade listeners, Jennifer, might have deduced that if you join the Friends for only $10, you can get in for free and be a member of the Friends for the whole year. The general public, which is free admission, is the hours on Saturday, April 30th, are 10 to 5. Sunday, May 1st, as always, half price day at the book sale. Hours are 10 to 3. And then Monday, May 2nd, is the bag sale day. You'll be provided with a bag that costs just $5, and then you fill that bag up with books, Jennifer. As many books as you can fit in that bag for $5, and that's 9 to 3 on Monday.
Cheap by any stretch of the imagination.
We have book drives where we are collecting books that we can sell, books and DVDs. Actually, let me tell you right now what they accept. They accept hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, DVDs and video games, books on CD, CDs and sheet and music, and then vinyl LPs and records. So if you'd like to have any of those at home and you would like to donate them, you can bring them to the fairgrounds, the South County Branch Park Fairgrounds, on Saturday, April 23rd between 9 and 2, or Sunday, April 24th between 11 and 3. I mean, you can just load your car up, bring them, and we'll unload your car for you while you sit listening to the radio in your car if you want.
When you say we, does that mean you're helping?
But don't turn your car off when you listen to the radio, because that does drain your battery.
It does.
But they'll do it really quick, so it probably wouldn't drain your battery there.
No, and you don't want to, you know, all the exhaust fumes and everything.
You can also donate small amounts of books and DVDs, or any amount of books and DVDs, to the three libraries, the Headquarters Library in Flemington, the North County Branch in Clinton, and South County Branch in Lamberville. Just drop them off in our lobby anytime between April 18th and April 22nd, and we'll take care of them for you. Get them to the South County Branch Park. And then make sure to save the dates Saturday, April 30th through Monday, May 2nd to come by and buy it all back for slashed prices. Yes, Jennifer?
When you're finished, I'd like to mention one thing.
I'm done.
Okay. The Huntington County Library does take donations throughout the year of books, mostly at the Headquarters Library. You got two or three boxes and say it's October. Feel free to bring them into the circulation disc.
And we'll save them for the book sale?
No, we don't save them for the book sale. We have an ongoing book sale at the library. You know, we'll see if we could replace some of our worn copies with the books. And if not, we'll put them out for sale at our own book sale.
Very good. We're also endeavoring, Jennifer, the community day for...
That's a pretty big word for an 11-year-old.
Thank you. totally throw me off. The Huntington County Chamber is sponsoring Community Day on June 4th, and we are trying to get the Friends to maybe take some of the books and DVDs and have a small book sale that day at Community Day, which I think would be very popular.
I do also.
So let me just flesh out Community Day here. It's Saturday, June 4th. The Huntington County Library is going to be there with their bookmobile, hopefully selling books. We'll also have a lot of kids' books and some quilts. If the kids want to stop by and read some books, they'll be more than welcome. We may or may not have some therapy dogs that they can read to from our popular Pause to Read program. And then we'll have a lot of information about the library on hand, including the art sale, which is the next week, Comic Fest, which is in the summer, our summer concert series, among a lot of other things. Also, our library card month promotion. What else are we going to be promoting, Jennifer? There was one other thing, if I'm the garden.
The Garden Expo.
The Garden Expo at North County Branch Library. So a lot of things. So we'll let you know what's going on throughout the summer at the 100 County Library that day.
The concert series.
And the concert series, which I finished scheduling.
Oh, what else are we having? Give us a sneak preview.
It's 3 consecutive weeks. I'm going away on vacation to Long Beach Island the last week in July, and then August 3rd, 10th, and 17th. Will be our 3 concert dates this year, 3 consecutive Wednesdays.
And?
No surprises. We'll kick off with the Summer Swing Orchestra. John Nobile has retired, Jennifer, so it's just the Summer Swing Orchestra.
And then who is leading it now?
His name is Larry Zeller. I believe it's the guy who talks and is the MC now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Blauenberg Band returns the next day, performing on our outdoor stage.
They're going to be on the outdoor stage.
Yes. On the week 12 side, or they won't be performing at all. And then finally, the British Invasion Tribute on Wednesday, August 17th. We had huge crowds for all 3 last year, and I'm hoping we do it again. We had great weather for all 3 concerts last year. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that happens again, because the Blauenberg Band and the Summer Swing Orchestra shows will have to be canceled. They cannot be moved inside due to the size of those particular orchestras.
Well, I predict you'll have lovely weather.
But last year, I think, was the first year that all 3 stayed outside.
Yes.
So let's hope it happens again, because the British Invasion drew a huge crowd. We're hoping to get an ice cream truck for that next year.
That would be good.
Or this year. And then I mentioned the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We are now accepting entries from local artists. We only accept the first 75 to enter, and I got to tell you, we have around 25 entries already.
26. You got another one in the mail today.
Did we? So 26 entries already, Jennifer. There's 3 categories. We accept students, grades 7 through 12, adults, adult amateurs, which is age 18 and over, and adult professionals. So there's 3 categories that you can win cash prizes in. We accept any medium except photography, because of course we have a photography show in the fall. The entry deadline is Friday, June 3rd. Entry forms can be found on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a little link called Call for Artists. Click on that. You can print out the entry form and send it or drop it off at the library. There'll be 2 local judges that will judge the work, Jennifer, that you will hang on snow fences on the library lawn. So it's a great outdoor show. You meet a lot of great artists.
I'm not hanging on a snow fence.
Going to hang you on a snow fence?
That's what you
just
said.
Give me any ideas. And then all the work will be for sale. So it's a great day to come out, see a lot of the great local artists, maybe buy a piece of artwork, listen to the band Acoustic Road, who will be performing. And I'm hoping still that we'll have some food available for anyone that comes. So once again, save the date, Jennifer, Saturday, June 11th, 2016, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And tomorrow is April 1st, which means the release of the...
Do you play April Fool's jokes on anyone?
I'm going to tell you.
You have something planned?
No, but if I do, I don't want you to think that I do.
I actually did that with our bookmark once, because I see you holding the bookmark.
What did you do?
I made a real complicated drawing of Easter eggs in grass, like really complicated, uh-huh. So it looked like there were maybe 30 things hiding. I didn't hide one word in it.
Oh, how funny. Well, I think
people weren't happy, Jennifer.
I think I'm up to about 6 or 7 HCLs. Does that sound about right?
Okay. What is the design this month?
It is. Is it Green Sergeant's Bridge? Covered bridge, or is it just a covered
bridge?
It's
Green Surgeon's Bridge, yes.
Okay, it's Green Surgeon's covered bridge, and I'm up to 6 or 7.
There's 10 ACLs.
Is there something else in here? It looks like I see an EC.
No.
All right, so maybe that's an HCL that I'm misreading.
What do you think of the drawing itself?
It's very complicated.
I modeled my drawing after a famous artist this month. It's a style of a famous artist. One of my favorite artists, his name is Eric Sloan. We've talked about him before in this show. He does a lot of colonial America stuff, and he does a lot of
There's another one.
Pen and ink drawings. And my wife, even though she said this to be nice, but she'll say she was sincere. I sent it to her and I said, who does this, what artist does this picture remind you of? Because she's an Eric Sloan fan too. And she sent back Jim Thatch thinking it was an actual Eric Sloan drawing that I did. She says that's what she says, but she you know, always tries to build my ego up like that.
Yeah, because your ego needs more building up.
It does. I'm a very simple, humble guy, Jennifer.
Jim was an ordinary man.
So do you like the drawing?
I do, very much so, because it actually reminded me of a famous watercolor.
Oh, yeah, which
one? The bridge. Done by Henry Gasser, the man who created the Prudential Rock. He did a series of drawings in 1976 to commemorate the bicentennial. And one of New Jersey, and one of the things he did was, during the bicentennial year, he drew...
Have I ever seen this?
I have two of them in my office.
Oh, I have to come see it.
There's
of the Surgeonsville Bridge?
I don't know if I had that
Didn't
one
Didn't he
out.
Do like the courthouse too or something? Or
He did, this series is Princeton, Nassau Hall in Princeton, the Von Baron House, Baron von Steuben House. There's a lighthouse, the Surgeonsville Bridge.
Well, the reason I did it really was because I had, I'm participating in the Huntington Art Museum is having, they have a fundraiser every year called Art on Tap, Jennifer.
The on tap. Yeah, I do it on tap.
So where they have, I guess local breweries come in and they have beer tasting and food and things like that. It's money. But this year in conjunction, they have something called Coaster Art where they ask local artists, they give you four coasters and draw pictures and then they auction the coasters off.
Oh, neat.
So I did the Green Surgeon's Bridge on each coaster, a section of it. So if you put the four coasters together, it's one.
Oh, do you have a picture of that?
It's the one bridge, and each one is in a different season, Jennifer.
But stop kicking. You're going to knock the box over.
And each one
Please.
Each one is a different season.
Do you have a picture of it?
I might.
Would you send it to me?
Maybe.
Please.
Can I send it on your phone? Does your phone get pictures?
No, probably not.
God. Someday.
Huh?
Someday it will.
Someday it will.
So pick up the new HCL bookmark. If you don't know, every month they make a bookmark, hide the name of the month and the word HCL in it several times. It's a little game we play with staff and patrons. We've been doing it for almost 30 years now.
Do you have last year's up yet?
No.
The printer's still not printing?
Yes, printer's not working.
Can you send it to the print shop? Would they do it for you?
I wonder. Can they print like large size things?
I bet they can.
I'll have to
Of course
ask.
They can, because they did.
It's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Because I'm the clever one.
Yes, you are, Jennifer. No one will ever doubt that.
No.
They just don't like being called second graders. But other
I didn't that. Say that.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer. We have only got 8 minutes left.
I know. Well, I have 10 minutes over here.
Okay, good. Go ahead. What do you got?
What do I got? I was going to talk about some of the programs coming up in April.
Okay.
Because it will be here fast and furious. Oh, tonight. Tonight there's a program at the headquarters library. It is the final meeting, the second meeting of the Adult Winter Reading Club.
Oh, I had no idea.
Nobody has any idea. It wasn't advertised. But if you were part of our Adult Winter Reading Club, stop.
I heard that went very well, though. You don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
All right. Well, we'll get the reports from Terry Edwards, who ran that for us. She runs our Adult Summer Reading Club, which is always wildly popular. Correct, Jennifer?
It is. Oh, that is definitely.
You correct me when I say something not right.
No, I can't. But yeah, the Adult Winter Reading Club was more laid back, more low key. And the final meeting is tonight, so people are going to
Have we not played any commercials?
Holy crap. I mean, rats, I miss. Holy crap.
I'm like thinking, we have commercials to play?
We're talking and talking and talking. All right, let me do the quarter of the hour commercial to pay some bills, and we'll finish up. Thanks for remembering.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And as you just heard the president of the Chamber of Commerce say, all talk. Yes, we're heavy on talk today. So we were talking about some programs coming up. We have a special program on April 12th at the South County Branch Library, which I'm going to send to Amy Jo today to get on the website. It's at 2 p.m. We're going to have Jim Lang is going to come talk about springtime activities of Native Americans in New Jersey.
When was I going to hear about this? Don't you want a flyer?
She did a flyer.
Oh. I haven't seen it.
Didn't I send it to you yesterday?
I had an old one that I did for him. I could have just...
I know.
You know, but... Okay.
By the time... You know what? By the time
whatever.
I send this... I sent... No, I did send you because I sent you the press yesterday.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway, that's at 2 o'clock. And Jim brings a lot of artifacts and he's a really...
He's a good speaker.
He's a good speaker. We've had him at the headquarters library before.
What's the date on that again?
Tuesday, April 12th at 2 p.m. And that evening, if you're enjoying history, we're going to have Martin Macho at the Headquarters Library do a lecture on unsung heroes, the role of women in the American Revolutionary War, speaking of Mary Chestnut. On this lecture, we'll cover women's roles as volunteers, nurses, spies, and combatants during the Civil War. And that's Tuesday, April 12th at 7 p.m.
Name another famous woman during the Civil War besides Harriet Tubman and Mary Chestnut. Let's see if we can go back and forth. There's got to be a million of them, right?
There are, and I know there's a spy, and I can't think of her name. I used to know it.
It's not Mata Hari.
No. I can't remember.
Sojourner Truth? Was it Civil War?
Talk about another program while I think.
Our Academy Award-nominated film series continues in April. Next Thursday, April 7th, we'll be showing Steve Jobs, the movie Steve Jobs.
You'll be showing Steve Jobs.
And then after that, April 28th at HCL, we're showing Brooklyn, which is a movie I really want to see.
I
have not seen it yet. Looks like a very good period piece. You know, something about Brooklyn in the first half of the last century that people really yearn for.
I just bought a book about, it's photographs from the 1940s and 50s of Brooklyn with essays by Truman Capote. And these were thought to be, the photographs were thought to be lost. But it's quite good. It's also checked out right now. But
very good. Then we end up with the last movie in the series is The Big Short on May 5th. And then I'm sure we'll start a new series after that. All the programs Jennifer and I are talking about are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, and you can follow along at home or at your leisure and print out the flyers, hang them around your house. They're actually a very, you know, probably make a nice decoration in the home.
Most of them are quite lovely. On April 13th, a Wednesday, we usually have Travis Wetzel on Thursdays. Travis Wetzel will be back with his trio. Travis is a world-class fiddle player.
He'll be playing all night long like he usually does.
When he's finished playing, he'll talk all night long. Bob Suter of Rocky fame will be there. And maybe Ron Greenstein, his bass player. And then the following night, the people from Prudential will be back to talk about, are you prepared for the financial challenges of retirement? Learn about the retirement red zone, the challenges we all face that could impact it, and the strategies to help create a more secure retirement future. And the people who went to their first series, It's Your Estate, Are You in Control, mm-hmm. had a lot of good things to say about it. They said there was really a lot of good information given.
Very good. And when is the second installment?
The second one is April 14th at 7 p.m. And please call 788-1434 for reservations.
Fred Miller returns in April again. He's our resident singer, narrator, pianist with his afternoon concert series. It'll be Thursday, April 21st at the Huntington County Library, and Wednesday, he'll repeat it on Wednesday, April 27th at the North County Branch Library. The topic this time is He Wrote That, Some Little-Known Names Behind Some of Our Best-Known Songs. You have an example of that for me, Jennifer, or no?
Not off the top of my head, but maybe when is this?
April 21st at the Huntington County Library. Hmm. Fred Miller. Afternoon concert series. We've been having Fred Miller perform for us for well over a decade. Two decades.
He got his start at the Huntington County
yes,
Library.
Yes, Fred Miller has been performing at the Huntington County Library for over 20 years, Jennifer. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is. Almost as long as we've been performing at the Huntington County Library. And on Wednesday, April 27th, our April concerts wrap up with a bluegrass singer that I've been after Jim to get for a long time, Mark Mikolos. He's a bluegrass artist with that high, lonesome sound. Is he bringing the...
yes, I believe a trio.
Rout and Ramblers?
It's a trio of them, I believe.
Okay, and Mark performs regularly on WDVR's Heartland Hayride. So here's another chance to hear him. Remember, all our programs are free and open to the public. You just call 788-1434 or click on the calendar of events at hclibrary.us. And I can hear Jim Gonneau out in the hallway. So we thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump finding himself in the middle of a new controversy after his comments on abortion. It happens when Chris Matthews with MSNBC asks him this question.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
After these comments received backlash, Trump releasing a statement saying that a doctor performing an abortion, not the woman, would be held legally responsible if the procedure were to be outlawed. The Brussels airport could resume flights from the facility damaged by bombs by the weekend. The Civil Aviation Authority and Fire Department giving their approvals to a reopening after they started testing on Tuesday, a week after the terrorist attacks. And one person in critical condition, six others injured after a tornado tears through Tulsa, Oklahoma last night, where at least four tornadoes were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain